You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There's a lot going on in America today. The federal government is now closed until Congress provides further funding. The president addressed the military's top leaders yesterday and told them to consider using, quote, dangerous democratic cities, end quote, as training grounds for military troops. Trump added that he believes America is under an invasion from within. The latest city to which the Trump administration has ordered federal troops is Portland, Oregon. President Trump described Portland as, quote, war-ravaged and like living in hell, end quote. Joining the exchange to help us decipher what all this means is Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield. Welcome back to the exchange, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I know you were prepared for this inevitable confrontation, so how should we interpret the Trump administration's apparent hostile act?
You know, I think the way that we as Americans, as Oregonians, just have to look at this is this action is just not normal in American society. America is not a country where we accept the fact that the U.S. military or any military force should be walking our streets. And that's why it was incredibly important for us to really push back against this as quickly as possible. And we were in the courts less than 6 hours after receiving formal notice that this was going to go on. And I think you just have to think about it in simple terms. You know, we are America. You don't use the United States military in any cities except incredibly extreme circumstances, things where there's an invasion, a rebellion, or where the president can't really effectuate the laws of the United States. And that's really the crux of the case as we move forward to our hearing on Friday morning.
Well, that sounds reasonable. And of course, what you're saying is accurate, but that's under normal conditions. These are anything but.
Oh, unquestionably, right? You have the president of the United States, unlike any other president, is trying to normalize the use of the United States military in our cities. And again, I really don't want us to become that frog in boiling water. You really got to look at the totality of what's going on in America right now. You have the president who is attacking free speech, pressuring independent companies to remove people off the air. You have the president attacking an independent judiciary. You have the president saying out loud that he wants to redistrict and effectively rig our elections for power. And then you have this normalization of the military. And it's not just Oregon. Look at the pattern. It is California. It is Memphis. It is Washington, D.C. He's talking about it, Illinois. Now it is Oregon. And I think starkly yesterday, in a speech to all of his top military brass, he sits there and says how he wants to use certain cities as training grounds for the military. This stuff is unheard of.
To your point, this is comprehensive. I mean, Trump has said he hates Democrats. He's used that term. He hates Democrats. He's also said he hates DEI. He's also said he hates anything that's woke. And he believes Democratic leaders hate America. And as commander-in-chief, he said to America's top military leaders, as you just said, to use dangerous democratic cities as training grounds for military troops, and he believes the nation is under invasion from an enemy within. Now, as Oregon's top law officer in the Department of Justice, what can the state do when the federal government targets our cities in ways that are objectionable to our governor?
First off, let's just take a look at what Trump says. And if you were to take that independently, so if you were in a bar in your local community and you saw someone saddled up to the bar saying these things, you would think that this person had lost their mind in the way that he talks about America right now. We need leaders in this country that are focused on bringing us together for a better vision for this country. Because the reality is most of us all want the same thing. We want good education for our kids. We want to be safe. These are not unusual things. These are things that Democrats and Republicans agree on, but you have a president that is purposefully dividing us and is causing harm and more unrest in our communities. And so as Attorney General, as a Democratic Attorneys General across this country, what we're doing is drawing a line in the sand that when you violate the Constitution, when you violate the rule of law, as he is attempting to do by deploying the National Guard in Portland, we're going to push back in court. And then eventually, we as a country, we as a state, Ultimately, I have to decide, is this the direction we really want to go on? If so, vote for more of this. If not, and I would argue that we absolutely do not, we need to go a very different direction in our elections next year.
Well, it's very interesting that you point that out, because Trump has enjoyed very consistent, high, strong support from his base. And there seems to be zero outrage from Republicans, even here in Oregon.
That's the thing, it's so bizarre to me. Because a lot of the things that the president is talking about right now are the antithesis of what Republicans have stood for historically. Just look at the one case that Oregon is leading on that's going to the Supreme Court here in the next month. Tariffs. Free trade. This was something that Ronald Reagan sat there and gave lectures and speeches on. The harms of tariffs back in the 80s and 90s when we had the steel dumping. So it's very interesting that no matter what comes out of this man's mouth, people start absorbing. But I also think that it's a tenet of how President Trump leads. And I use that term very loosely, leads. He leads with fear. People are fearful of him. You think about how he's attacked the judiciary to influence the decisions. It's all out of fear. When he look at the way that he's attacked other Republicans, I'm going to primary you if you don't get in line. It is all fear-based. And that's not the leadership that America needs, a state, a city. You need leadership that is built upon respect and common values moving towards a common direction. And I think it's a real hallmark of who he is as a person and how he wants to move forward. Again, getting back to fear, you put military in people's cities. It's inappropriate, and it's not the right way that we should be leading our country right now.
On this question of leadership, I have a question. Is Trump leading, or is he executing a strategy designed by the GOP who elected him to lead it?
I mean, these are the question of the day. I hesitate to say, and I said this before, using the word leading. I think the direction that he is headed is exactly right. It is a strategy that you're seeing right now. Nationally, on the one hand, you have Republicans passing bills that are stripping food assistance and health care away from folks. They're passing tax bills that are regressive. They're putting in a tariffs package that effectively is a regressive tax on all Americans. They're attacking our free press, the pillars of a democratic society, in a way that feels incredibly coordinated and concerned, which is why, again, I think you need people in office. We need folks in community that are pushing back against this and then working towards a common vision during this next election cycle, because that is ultimately how we're going to start turning this country around.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Oregon's Attorney General Dan Rayfield. Sir, what's the vision that we're witnessing? What are they trying to accomplish?
You know, we can look at outcomes, right? What's going on in those closed rooms? It's uncertain. And I think that's the one thing that we as Oregonians, Americans should realize. A lot of the things that the president is doing is via executive power, which means he's not really bringing Congress or the people into a lot of these conversations right now. But the outcomes are incredibly clear what's going to happen here in America, right? You're yanking away people's food assistance, their health care, you are increasing taxes, regressive taxes on the folks that can't afford it. And I think that is this bizarre direction. They don't want people saying no to him. And when you stand up to the president, doesn't matter what party you are, you're attacked. You're going to be attacked criminally and be targeted. You're going to be attacked if you're a politician in a primary. Or if you're just someone on the radio, in the news, they're going to threaten to yank your license and do otherwise. So it's a very problematic culture. It's not the America that I think we all grew up in. I think that we understood and how we were taught about America in grade school. It really goes against all of those fundamentals that have been ingrained in us as Americans.
Well, it appears, and I'm I agree with your description. It appears that we're witnessing a political war by the Trump administration, utilizing tactics of a propaganda war. Is that a fair perspective?
I think it's a fair perspective. Of course, there's going to be people who disagree with that. And I think the pitfall that we can fall into as Democrats or anyone that disagrees with the direction this country is heading is only talking about the things we don't like. And I think that's important. I think we have to highlight what is truly going on in America right now. But at the same time, we have to highlight what are we going to do that's different. I think a lot of the frustration, I think a lot of the people that have supported President Donald Trump didn't like the direction that this country was headed, whether it was under a Democrat or whether it was under a Republican. What they knew is that their life was not getting any better. And so we, as an opposing party to the direction that this president is taking us, have to show Oregonians, show Americans what we know that this country can be, and that there is a different type of leadership that will bring us in a better direction. And I think that is the other missing piece of the puzzle that we really need to elevate.
I think you're right. At the same time, we're under attack. The president has claimed that troops being sent to Portland are to defend federal buildings and ICE staff from Antifa, which he recently designated as a terrorist organization. How do you interpret that?
You know, this is a president who has made a living by forming political assumptions about his world using social media. He is resistant to facts and the reality on the ground, which is why we filed this lawsuit to stop him from moving forward and federalizing the National Guard in Portland. We want to be in front of a judge with real facts to talk about why he has not met his statutory elements to federalize the National Guard here in Oregon. Very rational conversation we want to have in a court of law, as opposed to just flippantly citing erroneous facts and even at one point relying on a video from 2020. So that's the type of conversation on the one hand that you have no flexibility, but not to fight under these circumstances and make sure that we're upholding the rule of law. And then it's that duality, right, where we need to be talking about what this could be. Because you know what real leadership should look like when it comes to public safety? Because that's something we all agree upon. Real leadership from the White House would be calling up and saying, hey, do you have a problem? I hear there may be a problem. What is the problem? And if there is a problem, how can we help? You do that in collaboration, and you send the right resources for whatever the given situation is, much like a national emergency or think about wildfires that we commonly have here in Oregon. It would be picking up the phone saying, what do you need? You live in Oregon. You know what you need. How can we help? Let's be partners. And that just is not a conversation this president is willing to engage in.
Well, to your point, that's if the federal government is a willing and eager partner and supportive partner. But it doesn't seem that to be, it doesn't seem that's the case. Now, my question to you is, are the courts the last line of defense for states that are resisting the imposition of authority from the federal government?
Well, the last line of defense is all of us, right? And that's why next year's elections really matter. Right now, in the moment, when you have a president that is pushing the bounds and stretching the decency of our democracy, the courts are where we have to look in the midterm. And right now, we have been incredibly successful with all the lawsuits here in Oregon. We have more than 40 lawsuits filed. And if you had asked me, less than a year into my term, whether I would have filed 40 lawsuits against the president, I would have said, you've lost your mind. But what I'll tell you is in a lot of those cases, in most of the cases where we've been seeking immediate relief from the courts, they have been granting that relief. And that's the one thing I think we can look and find a little bit of solace in, is that while we have lost some procedural battles in the Supreme Court, when it comes to a lot of the merit-based decisions that have been coming down, they have been going in our favor, again, which gives me hope. That you do have an independent judiciary, and that's incredibly important backstop, that co-equal branch of government to either Congress or when a president is trying to amass too much power in one office.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Always good to chat with you.
My guest was Attorney General Dan Rayfield.